Well, hello there, my friend. Jonathan Doyle with you. Welcome aboard to The Daily Message. I'm still on the road here in the beautiful state of Tasmania. So if you're hearing this on podcast, I'm doing it on video on YouTube as well. So again, if it sounds a bit like, if you're listening to it going, this doesn't sound like a podcast, it's like he's there. It's because I'm doing a video and we're stripping out the audio just while I'm on the road. I've had a four-day speaking tour working with senior leaders, and it has been absolutely fantastic. A real heart for leadership, because through leaders, we really shape the future. And I did a master's degree in leadership, and something I'm very passionate about. Housekeeping, please make sure you've subscribed. If you use Instagram, come and check me out at Jay Doyle Speaks. So go to Instagram, just type in Jay Doyle Speaks, and you're going to find me there. Send me a DM, say hello, and follow my daily adventures around the world. And go and check out the website, jonathandoyle.co. Listen, one of the things I've been sharing with the leaders each day is kind of the spiritual lens around, what do you think that, you know, I know that everybody that listens or watches this particular channel will have very different spiritual views. Some of you will be open to it, some of you less so. It's a real mix. So just for a moment, I want to share with you an example that I use is, I'll have someone in the audience who has a child under, say, the age of 10, and I'll say, you know, we build it up, we have some fun with it. I ask them their child's name, and then I say to them, listen, have you ever said this to your child? Have you ever stood in front of your child and said, look, mum or dad or whoever it is, I say, have you ever looked at your child and said, can you do something for me? And the kid's like, yeah. Could you spend the rest of your life being really, really average? And everyone has a laugh, and then we debrief it. I say, well, and they go, of course I've never said that. And I say, well, why haven't you said that to your own child? And they say, well, they have all these reasons. I want the best for them, and I want them to have a great life. And I keep pushing them, and eventually they realize that it's because they love their own child and they want their best for them. And then I kind of just suggest to them that, is it not possible that God, and again, some of you will frame this differently, the cosmos, is it not possible that you've been created for a purpose, and that whatever created you doesn't want you to have a terrible life? Whatever created you wants you to grow and to flourish and to unleash all this incredible potentiality that you have. Now, importantly, maybe what makes me different from a lot of other speakers in this area is, this could include suffering. This could include real hardship. And what I've been teaching for so many years is, sometimes this hardship is going to also help you to grow. But I believe, and really speaking about it the last few days, I've really just had this strong sense that we are not just human beings, we are human becomings, and we have this phenomenal potential. If you're listening to me now or watching this, like, you need to hear that. Wherever you are at in your life, whether you're absolutely dialing it in or whether you are absolutely struggling, you are a human becoming, and you have this incredible potential. If anything happened to you, the world would definitely be diminished by your absence. So please think about that. Think about all that you have left to do, all that you have left to contribute. Turned 50 last year, and everything for me now is speeding up. I'm just like, right, I don't have that super long left, so I'm going to try and just reach people and serve people and try and care for people in all my imperfections. But I'm going to try, because what I want is, when this life ends, I don't want to look back and think I sat on the metaphorical couch of life. I want to look back and say, well, I'm exhausted, but I definitely gave it everything I had. And you, my friend, have this incredible potential. So God bless you. And please understand that the way that you actualize, the way that you bring that potential into the world, is really through one thing. It's through choices. The choices that you make, what you eat, what you say, what you attempt, your life is literally, I mean, where you are right now is not just, this is important, because some people say, well, Roy, where you are right now is the complete sum of your choices. It's kind of true, but it diminishes the role that environment and family and other things may have had on you. But technically, even if those things have been difficult, you still had choices in that. And what this does, I don't want to go down too many rabbit holes here, but what this does is, it puts a huge responsibility on us as individuals for our own lives. Choices that you and I are going to make today. You know, I'm going to get out of the hotel, what I eat, how I prepare myself, what I say, who I talk to, the things that I say to people. When I'm going to drive back to Hobart and what I listen to in the car, you know, I might have time for silence. I might have time for listening to really specific things, but I'm not going to waste time. I'm going to make decisions and choices about how I use this next 7, 8, 10 hours. Then I'm going to be on 2 plane flights back home. And in those plane flights, you know, choices. I'm reading an incredible biography of the Civil War General Ulysses S. Grant. It's 1,000 pages. But I'm learning so much through that because it's a choice and I choose what I read. So I'm not telling you to copy me. I'm just saying, feel the weight of your choices because they're very significant. And all this potential that's in you is linked to those choices. God bless you. Please make sure you're subscribed. Go check out the website, jonathandoyle.co, and Instagram at jdoylespeaks. God bless you, my friend. Go get it. Get after it. See you tomorrow. Or I'll speak to you tomorrow if you're listening to the podcast. But either way, my name is Jonathan Doyle. This is The Daily Message. You and I are going to talk again tomorrow.